You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, like that dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, this is that time of the week, Thursdays, 4 o'clock, the Grand Council. I enjoy this. And today we got a little bit of a lineup change. So we have our very own Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN. Is there a Dale Jackson on the line?
Alabama's most trusted journalist checking in, sir.
Okay, that's still debatable, but okay. Copper, get that sound effect ready because I'm calling the roll on this one. We got our own Mike Yaffe. Yaffe subbing in for Jeff Poor, who is AWOL today. Yaffe, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. I'm like with the heavy hitters today, I feel like.
Shoot, are you kidding? We're the backbenchers. We just enjoy being together.
Hey, can we talk about something here real quick before we get going?
What do you got?
Isn't it amazing that Yaffe just follows around picking up the scraps of Jeff Poor? I mean, it's
amazing. I have made a career out of it.
He takes his talk show, then he takes his job at Yellowhammer, then he takes his job here. It's amazing stuff. Unbelievable, Phil. I just can't believe it.
Well, just so you know, what that really means is they keep kicking Jeff Poor out to let Yaffe in.
What can I say?
Okay. All right, Copper, you got a sound effect ready for us. I pronounce a quorum. Go ahead and hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right. You know the rules, fellas. We each ask each other questions. We take two rounds. We try to get two questions each. We see how we answer. We don't always agree. We love each other when it's done. I'm going to go to the Grand Maha Yaffster to take the first question. Yaffe, you're up.
So I actually asked this to my audience this morning as well and got some interesting responses, but we've all been talking about the Mo Brooks thing, obviously. Can Brooks win without a Trump endorsement? Trump has not withdrawn his endorsement yet, and I don't think he will, but it's still an interesting question. If he did, can Mo Brooks win?
I will let the great Dale Jackson, the most trusted journalist in Alabama, answer that first.
I'll give you the answer. The answer is yes, he could still win. I think it becomes significantly harder for him to win. It would be very nice if Donald Trump would at some point in time be like, wow, I sound awfully foolish here and kind of backtrack on this, but I don't expect that to happen. So right now, we're basically where the lay of the land probably will be for a while, which is Donald Trump openly opining, maybe I should, blah, blah, blah. And so the short answer is yes, he could, but it becomes very hard.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, there's still other things in Mo's favor. He's run a statewide race before, so there's name ID, there is experience, there's a voting record that people can actually look at. But you know, we're also seeing people vote on personality right now, and on you know, sort of the shiny objects in terms of other parts of resumes besides politics. So that being said, I do think it'd be much harder without the Trump endorsement. That's been his ace in the hole so far. What about Yaffe? What do you think? It's your question. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I would say yes. One, I don't see Trump endorsing anyone else. So if he pulls an endorsement, it's not like I see him endorsing Mike Duran or Katie Britt, because they're not going to be willing to say the things about the election that Trump wants them to say. So, and he still has, like you said, a lot of things going for him that can help him. But obviously, it's harder. Like you said, his ace in the hole is the fact that he was endorsed by Trump, and he doesn't want to lose that.
Well, and you got to look at it too and go, okay, is he really going to go ahead and switch and say that the same person who he called the Liz Cheney of Alabama now is my endorsed candidate? I don't see that happening. Not at all.
I don't either.
I'll take the next question. There was a recent poll that came out in the governor's race. I think it was touted on Yellowhammer. I believe it was sponsored by Forest Pack, which is the Forestry Association, and may have been done by McLaughlin Group, which is a pretty legit group. But the poll showed Governor Ivey well over 60%, and it didn't include all of the candidates in the field, like Lou Burdett, who was on my show a little while ago. Is this a legit poll? Does it bear really watching, or was it one of those things designed to prop up the candidate? Yaffe, you first.
I think it was a legit poll. It could have been designed to prop up the candidate, but I don't think it had to be faked, if that makes sense. And the main reason why I think that is, you look at her approval, like how many people like her. It's even bigger than how many people would vote for her. And that really is a tough obstacle for those challenging Kay Ivey. She has weaknesses, but overall, it seems like she's the dominant front runner.
Dale?
Well, I have a problem with that poll for one reason, and it's the same reason you laid out, the lack of all the candidates. They did the same thing in that poll for the Senate race. They didn't put all the candidates in the Senate race as well. And that could impact how those numbers come out. So I kind of question that particular poll. But, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt here. Look, what that poll told us is two things. One, Mo Brooks has dropped, and Mike Durant is doing very well at this particular point in time with all the money. It's almost $5 million. And I think Kay Ivey the same, doing very well. Whether it's 60-something percent or 55%, I mean, it only really matters at this point. She's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think she's doing pretty good. She's definitely the strong incumbent. She's a popular figure, even though, like one of y'all just said, that it's she has weaknesses, and she's got some glaring weaknesses that if someone could truly expand on them, could be you know, kind of a real thorn in her side. I'm hearing things out of Montgomery like she doesn't want to say a thing about the gambling bill because she knows Tim James will use it in a commercial. But one of the things about that poll that I've not seen myself, but my understanding is, the poll is a primary race poll, and yet they included Democrat voters in it. Well, you're gonna get a mixed bag. I mean, most primary polls should be polling known Republican voters, yep, not looking for Democrats to participate in the primary field. And I think that was a misnomer, also.
Yeah, but what was their goal? Their goal was to make Mo Brooks look bad and to make Kay Ivey look good. That's the premise, right? Like, if based on what you're saying there, and I agree with you, I've heard this criticism as well, that's the goal there. And if that's the goal, mission accomplished, because that's how that poll's been framed.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Did it help Kay Ivey to have that poll? Yes, it did. Was it an accurate poll? I don't think it was entirely accurate. Dale, your question.
All right, so here's my question. You talk about gambling, how Kay Ivey doesn't want to say anything about it. She really doesn't want to say anything about it unless it's about how Joe Biden sucks. But let's talk about this for a second. We still have the bill from All Britain. That's a whole bunch of different things. But Steve Livingston said, no, this doesn't have the votes. Sam Gavan said on my show today, the bill has lost votes from the last time it was out there. So that doesn't seem like a good thing. Simple lottery supposedly coming up in the House. Any way they move on a simple lottery?
Yaffe, I'll let you go first, man.
No. I don't see it happening. In fact, from what I can tell, and you alluded to this, Dale, there's less support for any of this than there was last time, and it didn't pass last time.
For the comprehensive side, yeah.
Yeah, but just in general about this topic, I just don't see the energy behind it. Now, most people want a simple lottery, but there's just no way you can bring that up without bringing the other stuff up in this state, so no, it's not going to pass.
And I'll be honest with you, too. I think that the simple lottery bill being dropped in the day took votes away from the omnibus legislation.
Agreed.
Because guys who were like, well, my people want me to vote for a lottery. Well, they've got a chance to do it without all the casino trash attached to it. Yep. And so they're like, oh, that's the bill we want over there. Let's see if we can move it. Knowing full well they can't get it moved at this point. They've got 8 legislative days left. The Senate adjourned about 30 minutes ago. And they're taking next week off. So the odds are they're not going to come back and get this thing done in a campaign year. It's just too dicey. Your own question, Dale, your thoughts.
It was something to watch for next week. Garland Gudger and Jabbo Wagner partying at the lake. Be aware, they're going to be whooping it up for spring break. The other thing I will say about this is I think you guys are right. The people want a lottery. You could say, hey, we're going to give you a simple lottery, and the money's going to fund the Russian war machine. And people in Alabama will be like, whatever, we're in. So, I mean, that thing could pass. The problem is the legislature, not the people.
Oh, God. And on that note, Copper, as we fund the Russian war machine, please take us to a break while I recoup from that last one. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, in the middle of the Grand Council with my brethren, Dale Jackson and Mike Yaffe, from right here at WVNN. We'll do more of it when we get back. You hang tight. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Going right back now to the Grand Council. This week we got a substitute lineup. We've got our usual Dale Jackson from WVNN and also Yaffe. Yaffe's on with us right now, sitting in for Jeff Poor, who had some kind of a, I don't know, appointment he had to go to or something lame like that. But anyway, he's not here. So we're back to round two. Yaffe, you're next.
So you had mentioned that you had just had gubernatorial candidate Lou Burdette on. I had him on too. And one thing he talked about was he believes there should be a limit on how much campaign contributions someone can donate. So he's self-imposing that on his campaign. He doesn't accept more than $10,000 from someone, but he thinks that should be put into law. So I ask you guys, what do you think? Do you agree with him?
Huh. Dale, you first.
Easy to put a limit on yourself when you're not making any money, right? I mean, so that's I'll tell you what, I'm not going to lift 1,000 pounds at the gym today. I'm only going to lift 150 pounds, but that's a limit I'm putting on myself, not because, you know, I can't do it. I think money is speech. I'll just be completely honest with you, so I default to that.
Yeah, and I tend to agree. I get it. There are times when you watch a special interest just drop money, like when I ran my second time around, the AEA, the teachers union, came in there and basically they were almost the sole source of funding for my opponent, and like almost $500,000 dropped on my opponent pretty much from them. And there were others, but it was a lot from them. And it's frustrating to watch that kind of thing happen. I remember when the Porch Creeks dropped $1 million on an AG's race on one candidate, and he raised like $1,001,000,
and
so
and
basically
lost.
And he lost. But I think we've already dealt with this in federal law. I mean, it's pretty much governed as free speech. And where I do get concerned is things like what we're watching right now with the casino bill. There's nothing in there that says the casinos can't set up in your backyard and then buy their next sheriff and DA's race in the local area and keep themselves free and clear. And that does bother me, I'll be honest. So I got a mixed bag on this one, although I have to admit that the law tends to say it's free speech. Yaffe, your question, what do you think?
Yeah, I understand the frustration like most people do, but it's free speech. And I always want to err on the side of freedom and individual freedom. And once you start limiting this way, it just creates a whole host of other problems. So you fix one problem by creating other problems that's limiting freedom and liberty. And so I agree with Dale on this one.
Yeah, and I think one way you can handle that is like the legislation on casinos. If they want a license, they can agree not to give money to a campaign, and that's a different story. But if you just start limiting it in terms of general purposes, that gets way over into free speech. All right, I got the next question before we run out of time. So Tim James came out and said that as a part of his legislative agenda, if elected, he would be pushing to abolish the grocery tax. We are one of only 13 states that taxes groceries at all. We're one of only 3 states that puts the maximum amount that a state can allow onto it. So basically, the poorest among us who have to buy milk and bread, they get taxed unlike other states. That being said, this legislature so far has shown zero interest in true across-the-board tax cuts. They're doing kind of, you know, targeted things. Do you think he could get that passed with strong leadership in the governor's office? Dale, you first.
It all goes down to the same thing it always comes down to, and you were in the legislature, so you know this. It all boils down to where are they going to get the money back in order to give it to the ETF. The ETF is untouchable. They make that crystal clear every single year, and unless you come up with something that offsets it that they're okay with, they find a way not to do it, and I think that's pretty much the way it goes for the foreseeable future.
Yaffe?
I'm going to say yes, because your question was not just can they get it passed, but can they get it passed with the right leadership. And I tend to believe with the right leadership, yes, it can get done, but I don't see that leadership right now.
Look at Yaffe. Look at Yaffe with this like optimistic. It's almost adorable. It's almost
someone's got to be that guy.
It's almost cute.
Someone's got to be that guy.
But Yaffe and I are teaming up against Dale on this one because I agree. I think that leadership matters, and I think if you have a strong leader in there who is advocating and putting them on the line with it, then I think you can get something done. That's my hope anyway. Dale, last question. A minute and a half to go.
How nice is Jabbo Wagner's lake house?
I hear it's very nice. I have not been to the lake house, but I have seen pictures, and it's a retreat that he has had for like 40 or 50 years, and basically every session is over, he heads straight there.
So that's why we're having this conversation about wake surfing, right?
Oh, you know, it may be. Oh, is that? I forgot about that. That's what that was about.
Yes.
Okay, maybe so.
Otherwise, what a weird question.
I was really thinking, this is so random. What is he doing here? Yaffe, do you know, by any chance, how nice Jabbo Wagner is?
No, I am not that influential yet where I get invited to things where I see exactly what's going on or invited to parties at the fancy lake houses. So, no.
True story, by the way, Jabbo Wagner went to high school with my dad and uncle. Used to go on double dates and down to the beach during high school with my uncle. So that's just a funny inside story. All right, gentlemans, appreciate your time today. Yaffe, thanks for sitting in for Jeff Poore. We appreciate you being here.
It's an honor.
The honor is all ours, my brethren. All right, Dale Jackson and our own Yaffe from right here at WVNN, the Grand Council. We do it every Thursday at 4. We appreciate these guys. Yeah, we don't always agree on the outcome of the question, but we love each other when it's over. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Coming up next, phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. And I'm going to be touching a little bit on what is our national interest, especially with Ukraine? What's our national interest? All right, we'll be right back. Hang tight.